Fräulein Gigerlette lud mich ein zum Tee.
A song composed in 1925 when Erich Zeisel was 20. It's pure Wiener Lied, a genre in which Zeisel was a sure and talented artist. But by the time he was 40, Erich Zeisel would write his last Wiener Lied. There would be no demand for such songs in his land of refuge, the United States.
He was really on the edge of becoming very famous, and this is with many were able to flee in 38, that they had to establish a totally new career afterwards.
Werner Hanak is curator of the Erich Zeisel exhibition at Vienna's Jewish Museum.
He got a contract at MGM, and his first compositions he had to do for a travel film. And the first film was about Massachusetts, pictures Massachusetts. And so he wrote this music, it was played to the film, and then the door opened and the producer came in and heard this and said, "This guy doesn't know anything about Massachusetts. This really sounds only Viennese." Erich's music was cancelled and they tried some other things, and at the end they used the famous Johann Strauss Walzer An der schönen blauen Donau. So you can imagine how terrible this must be for somebody who was used in Vienna as being an artist of his own.
Judith Shapiro playing the Menuhin song by Erich Zeisel, accompanied by the composer.
Erich Zeisel did make a career in the United States, as this radio recording from the 1940s shows. But his life in California was no American dream. Randall Schoenberg is Erich Zeisel's grandson. In a remarkable connection of composing families, he's also the grandson of Arnold Schoenberg. The two families were linked when Zeisel's granddaughter married Schoenberg's son. Randall says his grandfather found little comfort in California.
I think from the European perspective, Hollywood seems like this paradise, and that these lucky refugees were allowed to escape and enter this wonderful land where milk and honey flowed. But for people like my grandfather, Erich Zeisel, it wasn't quite so wonderful. The loss of language, the loss of voice, having grown up in this European and Austrian music tradition and ending up in Hollywood where that wasn't necessarily valued as much, was quite difficult. And they point out in the exhibit how my grandfather gave up composing songs, never really wrote another song after leaving Vienna.
The song is called Komm, Süßer Tod, Come, Sweet Death, written by Erich Zeisel early in 1938, the year he was to flee. The title was symbolic. It was Zeisel's farewell to his musical roots. After a short stay in Paris, he went to New York and then to Hollywood, following a trail of talented Austrian composers like his friend Erich Korngold. But he found the film studio culture constraining and longed for some artistic freedom.
His Austrian identity, in a way, was robbed. He went through a very deep crisis and asked himself, where am I coming from and where I'm going to? And the Jewish religion and the Jewish culture were becoming more and more important. And so he was looking for some kind of music where he could find, where he could mirror this identity in his music.
And so Zeisel's second string quartet, written in 1953, is wistfully nostalgic for a lost European Jewish culture. He was a composer who had to create what was lost because he was lost in California. He famously said the three things he hated most were Hitler, the sun, and his grandmother.
He hated his grandmother because she did not want him to become a composer, and she was ruling absolutely somehow in this cafe house where he grew up. He hated Hitler because he drove him out of Austria and destroyed his homeland. And he hated the sun because he was allergic to the sun, and going to Southern California is certainly not the place to stay in the shadow.
The message of the Erich Zeisel exhibition is that a flight to Hollywood does not necessarily have a Hollywood-type happy ending. While he made a living, mainly by teaching, the soul of the composer was lost in the cultural desert of California. He died of a heart attack in 1959 at the age of 54, having never returned to Vienna. His music is played more often now than during his lifetime.
His music is just beautiful, and it really attracts people. It never fails to get good mentions when it's performed and really connect with people. I was just at a wonderful concert at the Washington National Cathedral with about 2,000 people in the audience. They heard his masterwork, which is called the Requiem Ebraico. It was composed right at the end of the war in 1944-45 and dedicated to his father and the other victims of the Holocaust. It's really one of the great sort of Holocaust remembrance works and Eric Zeisel's most often performed work. He really had a way with melody. It connects with your heart somehow. I find his music just extremely moving, and everybody does.